They are with for a start.
We're at the Fort and Gall Hotel in beautiful Perthshire. How are you feeling, Shawnee?
I'm feeling invigorated. A little bit sunburnt, maybe, because it's a beautiful day. And we've been out up Mailnan at Tarmacan.
Very good. Well pronounced.
Well, thank you very much. And we've got certificates to prove it. Thanks to Dodd.
You're welcome.
And to Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Of the Bonus Hill Walking Touring Company.
Aye.
After a couple months ago since we first met, that fateful day at Scottish Outdoor Pursuits, we talked about coming up here and here we are. And it's the first time you've had your new wheels of steel out, your new van, or minibus. Have you found the day yourselves?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been a great day, Sean, you're not hard to please, you've been good customers and clients, and we've had a cracking day out. Been helped by the weather, of course, just a spectacular day. And a good dry run for ourselves, taking ourselves out, and going over the course, checking it all out.
And folk can find you on the web?
You can, www.bonushillwalkingandtouring.com.
Trips off the tongue.
You had fun, Pope?
Yeah, no, it's been brilliant. Yeah, it's been magic. Uh-huh. And I'm sure the guys will be every success. Great hosts and great guides, and I'm not sure they brought the weather with them or whether that was just Scotland being particularly fortuitous, but no, it's been just the sun split in the sky, I can't see a cloud, and it's been a great day to bag our first Monroe.
And you've done it in record time as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 2.5 hours, and a walk out normally take us 3.5 or 4 hours.
There you go.
So it's a well-deserved certificate.
A record
achievement.
A record time.
Good stuff.
I'm glad you're able to keep up, boys.
We're struggling at points.
Ian at the start there was setting a healthy pace.
And it's good seeing Scotland in all its glory on a day like today. And you know, we put up with a lot of nonsense and commuting and doing all the rest of it. And it's days like today make it worthwhile.
I feel a bit sorry for you, Dodd, having to carry a big rucksack.
For no reason whatsoever.
Well, the company needs a pack horse, and unfortunately, that's what I qualify for. But no, we enjoyed ourselves, and as I say, it's quite an achievement for you guys, as long as you had a nice day about it.
Okay, so just very briefly, what's the areas that you do cover? Where's that you're going to be taking folk up? I mean, this here, obviously, in glorious sort of Perth here overlooking, was it Loch Tay?
This is one of our tours, certainly, in Bag of Munro Day, Tarmigan Ridge. We'll also do the Hidden Valley in Glencoe. We'll do beautiful Perthshire, Blair Athol, Killiecrankie, Dunkeld, and Hermitage in Dunkeld and Pitlochry.
You mentioned Killiecrankie there, and that forced Dodd to break into song earlier on. Can you guarantee that won't never happen again?
I think that's the only way the business is going to thrive.
Okay, they can muzzle me from now on. Being a Graham
the
breeze
of Killiecrankie.
Obviously, this is just a little thing. Pope and myself will blog about this intently later on, along with plenty of photographs, I think.
Yep.
Fair to say. And I think you guys are master on Twitter as well.
Slowly but surely.
We will. Well, I hope you're catching up to because you'll have to show me it. So.
Well, we'll see what happens. But under the guidance of these guys, I'm sure we'll get there.
So that'll be under Walking Scotland, I think. Is that Walking Scotland?
That's right, yep.
I know the links, etc., will be on the blog and on the site and
yeah,
have you as well.
Yeah, we'll truck them up so that you can find these guys easily.
And I'm pretty sure it'll be the last trip that we join you on over the course of years as well, you know.
You'd be more than welcome on any trip, lads.
So. Magic.
So great, thank you very much again.
Thank you.
And let's get back to the tea and scones.
Splendid, sounds good.